Shalom aleichem Rabbi, shalom from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the second topic of Parsha Shlach, which will tell us about Minchas Nesochim, which means whenever a korban oila or shlomim are brought, whether an individual korban or a public korban, to get with the animal, we must bring a korban mincha, flour mixed with oil, which will be completely burnt on the fires of the Mizbeach, and wine, which will be poured on top of the Mizbeach. Perek Tezvov, Posuk Aleph. Vayedaber Adonai el Moshe lemor, daber al bnei Yisrael, v'amartu alehem, ki sovoyu el eretz Moshe voiseichem, asher ani noisein lochem. And Hashem spoke to Moshe, tell bnei Yisrael, when you come to your homeland that I am giving you, Eretz Yisrael, and you decide to bring a korban together with the animal, you have to bring minchas nesochim, as the Torah will tell us. Says Rashi, ki savoyu. Rashi wants to know what is the connection between minchas nesochim and the previous topic, the chet ha-meraglim. Says Rashi, biselohem sheikonsu la'oretz. Although we just got through learning about the gezeirah of the meraglim, that as a result, Am Yisrael had to spend the next 39 years in the desert, and all those above the age of 20 are going to die out during that time period. But their children, underneath the age of 20, they will be zoiche to eventually get to Eretz Yisrael. Posuk Gimel v'asisem Yishel Adonai oy lo oy zevach lefalei neder oy vindavo oy v'muyadeichem la'asoyz reach nichoyach ladonai min ha'bokor oy min ha'tzoyn. So when you come to Eretz Yisrael and you decide to bring a korban, the Torah refers to a korban as an ishe lashem. The word of ish, the word ishe means ish, fire, because it's burnt on the fires of the Mizbeach. Whether it be a korban oila, which is completely burnt on the Mizbeach, or a zevach, which is a korban shlomim, part of it is burnt on the Mizbeach, part of it the kohanimit, and the rest the bailamit. Lefalei, to express what he wants to bring, whether he expresses a neder or a nedovo. A neder, when he says, I am a chayev an oilo, and this animal is it. Or I am chayev a shlomim, and this animal is it. Or ben nedovo, he doesn't get himself involved. He just says, this animal is an oilo, or this animal is a shlomim. The difference is, in the case of a neder, if something happens to the animal, it dies or gets lost, he's responsible to bring another one, because he was mechayev himself. As opposed to a nedovo, if something happens to the animal, he's not mechayev to bring another one. I didn't say anything about myself. I said this is an oilo shlomim. All that is an individual korban, oibo miadeichem, or a public korban, which the tzibur brings on yomim toivim. All the musafim are all korbonos oilo, except for the soil achatos. But the vast majority of them are all korbonos oilo. And we even have a shlomim, which the tzibur brings once a year on Shavuos, together with the shtei lechem, the shalom tzibur. And all these korbonos are laso yizreach nichoach l'Hashem, it gives nachas ruach to Hashem when we do what he said properly. And from what family of animals can you bring these korbonos? Min ha'bokor, from the ox family, or min ha'tzoyin, which includes sheep and goat. Says Rashi v'asisem ishe, ein zet tzivui, there's not a commandment that when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you must bring korbonos. Elo, kishetavo yusham, v'tale alevavchem lasois ishe l'Hashem. If you choose to bring a korbon, this is what you have to bring together with the animal. Reach nichoyach nachasuach lefonai. Lefalei neder ivin dovo lefarish. That's what lefalei means. Lefarish, to express. Oy b'me'adeichem, oy shetasu ho'ishe, not because you are lefalei neder ivin dovo, rather b'shvil choyvas me'adeichem, shechiyav tiyeschem lasayiz b'moyed. What you're mechuyev as a tzibur to bring on yomim toivim. Posuk dale veikriv amakriv korbonoi ladoinoi minchos oiles isaroin balul b'revis hahin shomen v'yayin lanesech revis hahin ta'ase al hoiloi lazovach lakeves hoechod. So if the korban we're talking about was brought from a sheep within its first year of life, together with the animal, you have to bring a mincha, which is an isoroin soiles. Isoroin is 1/10 of an eifa, equivalent to the amount that you have to take off challah from. that amount of soilus, which is first grade flour. Bolul mixed together, berevis ein shomen, 1/4 of a hin of olive oil. A hin has 12 lug, so a quarter of a hin would be 3 lug, which according to the Chazon Ish is just under 2 liters, and according to Chaim Noah, just over 1 liter. All that, namely the flour and the oil mixed together, is burnt on the Mizbeach. And you have to bring wine to pour on the Mizbeach. How much? The same amount of oil, Revi Sahin, 3 lug. This is what you have to bring if you bring whether a Korban Oila or a Shlomim per sheep. Says Rashi, V'inkriva makriv takrivu nesochim u'mincho l'chol behema. For every animal you have to bring this amount. Ha'mincho kolil v'ashem minilva b'toicho. The mincho and the oil mixed in is completely burnt on the Mizbeach. Unlike a regular korban mincha, that the kohen takes a koimetz, a fistful, and burns out, and the rest is eaten by kahanim. Over here, the entire mincha is burnt. Vayayin lasfolim, the wine is poured into bowls on top of the mizbeach. With out of it comes a pipe which goes to the roof of the mizbeach, and then it goes into further deeper pipes and go down below the mizbeach, and it ends up wherever it ends up. K'moy sheshanino b'masechta sukkah. Lakeves ho'echod al kolo amule malo musav. This word lakeves ho'echod is going back on posuk dalid and hay, namely ala mincho v'ala shemen v'ala yain, the three items that are included in a minchas nesochim, mincha and shemen burnt and yain on the mizbeach. This is what you have to bring these amounts for a keves, a sheep. Posuk vav oilo ayin tase mincho soiles shnei soinim. Belulov Hashemen Shlishis Hahin V'yayin Lanesach Shlishis Hahin Takriv Reach Nichoyach Ladoinoi. And if the korban is brought from an ayil is a grown-up sheep. A keves is within 12 months. An ayil is past 13 months. Between 12 and 13 months, that's called a palgas. That's neither a keves nor an ayil, and lechatchila, we don't bring it as a korban. If b'dieved it was brought as a korban, the nesochim will have to bring is the amount of an ayil, as Rashi will tell us. But an ayil means a ram, a grown-up sheep over 13 months. And what are its nesochim? Double the amount of flour. Instead of an isogoin, it's shnei isogoin, mixed with a little bit more oil. Instead of 3 lugim, it's 4 lugim, which is 1/3 of a hin. And the amount of wine is equivalent to amount of oil, also 1/3 of a hin, 4 lugim. This you bring together with the animal as a reach nechoyach lashem. Says Rashi, oy lo ayil. The word oy in this context means ve'im ayilu. If it's a ram, this is what you bring. The rabbi say nudoshu. Why did it say the word oy? The rabbi says a palgas. Palgas is somewhere between a sheep and a goat. Between a sheep and a ram, sorry. A sheep is within the first 12 months. A ram is beyond the 13th month. And a palgas is in between. You're not allowed to bring it as a korban. But if you did, b'dieved, you bring the nesachim of an ayil. This aliyah, chamishi, you have to ignore because we're in the middle of a topic of nesachim. We finished keves, ayil, and now moving on to boko. V'chinsan seven boko oilo izovach lefalei neder oi shlomim ladoinoi. And if you bring a bull as a korban, whether it be an oila or a zevach, which is a shlomim, lefalei neder oy shlomim. Interesting how the posuk phrases it. I would have said, what's the opposite of a neder? A nedova, like we saw above in posuk gimel. We have an oila versus zevach, and a neder versus a nedova. Why does the Torah say shlomim over here? And it was said already. It says zevach. So why is it repeating itself? I don't know. But I'll go upon him. If the animal that we're talking about is a boko, then what do you bring? Posuk tes v'inkriv al ben abokor mincho soiles shloisho yeshoinin bolul bashemen chatzi hahin v'yayin takriv laneseh chatzi hahin ishei reach nichoyach ladoinoi. Together with the animal, with the bull, you have to bring a mincho, which is soilus, fine flour mix, the amount, triple the amount of a keves, 3 esoinim, mixed with a half a hin of olive oil. Half a hin is six lug, double the amount of what you brought for a keves. And the wine has the same amount as the oil, chatzi ayin, six lug. Ishei reach nichoyach lashem. The word ishei means on the fires. But the wine being described in posuk yud is not poured on the fire. Rashi told us before it's poured into the sfolim, on top of the mizbeach, not on top of the fire. Rather, the words ishei reach nichoyach lashem is referring to the mincha mixed with the oil in posuk tes. Says Rashi, ishe reach einoi musav elo ala mincha ve'ashemen, aval hayayin einoi ishe she'eino nitan alo eish, not put on the fire. Pasuk yud alef, kocho yeyose la'shoiro echod, oi lo aylo echod, oi la'seva kevosim, oi voizim. All these amounts that we told you, the flour, the oil, and the wine, these are the amounts brought for one bull, or for one ram, or for one seh. A seh includes kvosim and izim. But if you bring multiple korbanos, possibly good beats. Kamispora shal tasu kocho tasu lo echod kemisporom. The amount of korbanos that you bring, that's the amount of nesachim. You have to bring this amount per korban. Says Rashi, possibly good aleph oy la seh. Bein shuba kvosim, bein shuba izim. The word se includes both, as the pasuk says, se bakvosim boiboizim. Kevos vose kuim betoich shnosom. That's within its first year of life. Ayil is how much ben shloishos o chodesh v'yemechod. Past 13 months. And in between, like we said before, that's a palgas. Kamispa asher tasu, kimispa rabehemois asher takrivu lo korbon. Whatever amount of animals you bring as a korbon, kochot tasu nesochim lochol echod mehem. That's the amount of nesachim you have to bring. Kim misporom shel behemois misporom shel nesachim. The amount of animals, that's the amount of nesachim. Posuk yud gimel kol ezroch yase kocho es eile leakriv ishei reach nichoyach ladoinoi. The word ezroch means a born Jew. Every born Jew has to do this minchat nesachim. Whenever he brings a korban ishei reach nichoyach lashem, he brings this minchat nesachim together with it. V'chi yagur itechem eger, oy asher besuichechem ledeiro, oy seichem eveoso, oy ishei reach nichoyach ladoinoi, kasher tasu ken yase. And the same halachas apply to a ger, whether he's a fresh ger, he just came to join, or he's a veteran ger, he's been here for a while, for your generations to come, this is how you bring korbonos, together with every korbon comes a minchas nesoch. Posuk tesvo v'hakohol chuko achas lochem v'lagir agol chukas eilom ledeiro yiseichem kochem kager yihyeh lifnei adoinoi. The entire congregation has the same law. The born Jew and the geirim that join forever for all your generations to come, you and the geir have the same exact din. Says Rashi, kochem kager. Kimoischem kein geir, just like you, so too the geir has the same halacha. Now Rashi is bothered by lechayra you. That's pashut. The Torah talks to Yidden. The chiddush is that a geir is like you, so it should have said geir kochem. The double chof over here kochem ka geir is a little strange because we're really comparing the geir to you, not the opposite. Says Rashi, nevertheless, we do find such examples. When you compare one to another, we have a double chof. V'chein derech loshen ivris, kegan Hashem, ke'eretz Mitzrayim. Over there, what the Pasuk is trying to say, kein eretz Mitzrayim, that eretz Mitzrayim is kegan Hashem. And nevertheless, it says, ke'eretz Mitzrayim. Another example, komoini komoicho, ke'ami ke'amecho. Whatever there the Pasuk means to say, I am like you. My nation is like your nation. Should have said, Ami ke'amecho. What's ke'ami ke'amecho? Says Rashi, you see, that even when it's comparing one to another, it has a double chof. Rashi doesn't explain why, but Rashi explains, Azoidos, you see, that's how the Lashon Ivris talks. Pasuk tezayin teiro achas u'mishpot echod yihye lochem. The same halacha applies to you and the geirim that join. I'm not sure why the Torah has to stress it three times. The entire pasuk Yudalid, Tezvov, and Tezayin is saying one point, that a ger has the same din as a born Jew regarding the sochen. Number one, why would I think otherwise? And why does the Torah repeat it three times? Ein yodeh. Adkan, topic number two of Minchas Nesochim. On to the third topic, Hafroshas Chalo. Vayedaber Adonai el Moshe leimor, daber el bnei Yisrael, v'amartu alihem, bevoyachem el horetz asher ani mevieschem shomo. And Hashem spoke to Moshe, tell bnei Yisrael, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, then I am bringing you there. Says Rashi, bevoyachem el horetz. This coming to the land that the Torah tells us is different than any other place. We just had it in the Parashas Nesachim and Pasuk Beis, Kisavoyu. But over here it says, Bevoyachem. Why? Every place else where it says, Kisavoyu, Kisavoyu, Lefichach Kulon Lemeidoi Zumizu. We learn that one from another. The Kevon Sheporad Lecho Akosu Ba'achas Mihen. In one of those places, in the parasha of Melech, in parasha Shoiftim, over there it says Shein Elulach Yerushov Yeshiva, that halacha only applies after Am Yisrael conquers Eretz Yisrael and settles it, namely only 14 years after Yeshua ben Nun brought them to Eretz Yisrael. Av Kulon Kain, so too wherever it says Kisavoy and Kisavoyu, it's only 14 years after they enter the land. After Yerusha v'Yeshiva. Avol zu, by now parasha b'foshas chalo, nenabo b'voyachem, different than any other place. What does that teach us? Mishenichnesu bo, v'ochlu milachmo, nizchayvu b'chalo. As soon as they entered Eretz Yisrael, even before they conquered and settled it, they're already chayov in chalo immediately. Posuk yutez v'hoyo, b'achol lechem milechem oretz, and when you will eat from the bread of the land, of the wheat or the grain growing in Eretz Yisrael, you first have to separate truma, afoshas chalo, for Hashem. The dough, the amount of dough that you're used to eating, you're used to getting in the desert. In the mon, they got a shear of an oimel. That's the amount of flour that you have to make in order to be chayv chalo. Reishis, the first thing you have to do is separate some of it and give it to Hashem. And Hashem says you give it to the kohen. Chalo torimu srumo. Rashi says the word chalo means a nice round loaf. Namely, you got to give him something choshuv. Torimu Trumo, separate for who? For Hashem. Just like Kisrumas Goyren. Just like you take Truma Gdoilo from the granary. Namely, just like that has no shear, Midoy Raisa. And just like that goes to the Koyen, Kain Torimu Isa also, Hafroshas Chalo, has no shear, and it goes to the Koyen. Says Rashi Reishis Arisoy Seichem. Kishetolush Ukedei Isoy Seichem. Shatem Regilim Lolush Bamidbo. When you need a dough, the same size of dough that you're used to kneading in the desert. The kamohi, as we saw in Parshas Beshalach, v'yamoidu bo'oimer, oimer lagul goyles, that's the shear, that's how much money they got a day. V'shiuroi memgimel beitzim v'choymesh beitza, flour, the volume of 43 eggs and a fifth. Torimu me'reishiso, what does reishiso mean? Kolema kuidem shatoichlu memeno, before you eat from it, reishis chelboy or reishis chelko, the first you have to separate from it, chalo achas torimu truma, but not just separate it. L'shem Hashem. It's meant for Hashem, and Hashem said to give it to the kohen. Chalo, says Rashi, turtil, in old French, which means a nice round loaf. Kisrumas goyren, shaloi nema boshiu, there is no shir medei raisa, v'loi ketrumas maiser, shenema boshiu. Not like the trumas maiser that the Levi has to take off from the maiser rishon that he gets. He has to take off a tenth. That does have a shear. And then he has to give it to the kohen. Trumas goyren has no shear. And chala is comparable to that. That's all. Midei raiso. Aval chachomim nosnu bo shear. And what is the shear? Lebaal abayis. A homeowner that makes it for private use. He has to take off echod mi esrim v'arbo. 1/24th of the dough that he makes, he has to give that as challah to the kohen. Ulanachtoim, a baker that makes it to sell, he has a much larger volume of dough and loaves. Echod me'aboyim v'shmoino, he has to give only 1/48 of his produce. Pozuk chof alev meirin shiz ariso yiseichem titinu ladainoi terumo ledairoi yiseichem. The first thing you have to do from any dough you make, you have to give that as a gift to Hashem, as truma, and Hashem said to give it to the Kohen. And this halacha applies to all your generations to come. Says Rashi, Merishi Zarisa Seichem. Lomonema, what's the chiddush of this posuk? You just said it in posuk chof, Rishi Zarisa Seichem. And for Rashi, Nefi, Shenema Rishi Zarisa Seichem. If I only had posuk chof, I would have said, Shemeani Rishoino Shebo Isois. Only the first dough of this year's crop. But how do I know every dough that you make? Tamud loyma mereishis. Mereishis arisoy seichem. Any dough that you make, not just the first, rather from the first, which means miktsos avaloy kula. Part of it and not all of it. If it would have said just reishis arisoy seichem and posuk chof, I would have said the first dough you make from your crop, all of it goes to the kohen. Says posuk chof aleph, no. You have to take from the first, namely part of the dough, and part of every dough that you make has to go to the kohen. Titenu l'ashem truma lefi shelo yishamanu shiur lechalo. As we saw before, it says kisrumas goyren chalo has no shiur medei raiso. Therefore, nemal titenu, which teaches us sheyehebo kedei nesino, it's got to be something substantial, something choshuv that you can call it a nesino. And Chazal tell us, what is that kedei nesino? What Rashi told us before. If you're a homeowner that makes loaves for himself, that's 1/24. And you're a baker that sells his loaves, that's 1/48. Of course, that's a din derabonon. Midaraisa, there's no shear. But midaraisa, there is a shear of titanu, a shear nesino. And Chazal rukaveya, that is the shear midarabonon. Adkan, the third topic of a foshas chalo.